This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
He can be anything he wants, and he also happens to be a doctor and a good friend here. Dr. Rashid Batar, Advanced Medicine, kicking into gear. Big news on the political front. Trump, he announced his pick for Secretary of Health and Human Services, and that is six-term Congress member Tom Price, a doctor as well, a physician, an orthopedic surgeon. And the controversy, Dr. Batar, is that he's actually a member of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPS.
Yep, and they are not liked by the rest of the specialty groups.
No, they're the one
looking up right now whether or not they're actually part of the same association that started in 1950, which is called the American Association of Physician Specialists. And I don't know whether that is the same, but I know that American Association of Physician Specialists is not liked by the mainstream docs because they're the out of the fellowships and the American colleges of X, Y, and Z. They're outside of that. And then from what I understand, the American Board of Physicians and Surgeons, if it's not the same organization, it's very similar. They're outspoken about vaccines and such. So I'm trying to see right now if it's one of the same organizations that has changed.
Yeah. AAPSonline.org will get you to the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. I met with some of the heads of that, including Jane Orient, the editors of their journal as well, and I was just always stunned. I've been on their mailing list. I've gotten their journal for, I don't know, over 10 years now, and maybe more. And I just read it every time because these are good doctors that know what the government has done to medicine. And they actually write about the dangers of drugs, the dangers of the FDA, the dangers of being overrun by third-party payers that dominate what doctors can do and what patients can get. And also, they write about the dangers of vaccines, and they are against lock, stock, and barrel forced vaccine mandates, the AAPS. Now, interestingly enough, in this article, you go and you read it, and we have it linked up in the show notes. When they link the AAPS in this article, you know what they link to? They link to the science blogs page. They link to the, you know, that's like one of those skeptic, quackbuster people.
Right.
And they link to an article about it being a fringe medical organization, and they refer to the AAPS as a fringe medical organization. Now, what's the new definition of fringe in medicine, according to the science skeptics and people in the mainstream establishment of pharmaceutical medicine? A fringe organization is an organization that simply does not take money from pharmaceutical companies, period. That's it. That's all it takes.
That's part of the fringe that I would be, that I would like to be part of, and that I, if I was a patient, would want my doctor to be part of.
Exactly. So you understand their use of...
What was that website again?
AAPSonline.org. AAPSonline.org. And again, fringe is the word they use over and over and over. They call them conspiratorial. And when you start using this language in an article, you recognize these people are lazy. They don't want to acknowledge that the simple thing that's different about the AAPS as a medical group from the AMA is that the AAPS doesn't take pharmaceutical money. Therefore, they can write truthfully, honestly, factually about issues of controversy. Now, the irony here is that the AMA has come out in support of Tom Price's selection. And there are members of the AMA crying and whining like millennials who need a safe space because he's not one of us. He doesn't speak for us. And now they're saying the AMA doesn't speak for us either. But the AMA speaks for very few physicians. I've heard it's in the 20th percentile, somewhere down low, of all physicians or even members of the AMA anymore.
Yeah, this is really interesting. By the way, just so that on a side note, when I typed in AAPS.org, I got American Association of Pharmaceutical Scientists. But AAPSonline.org does take you to the American Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. So, Robert, I have to admit that I've heard the AAPS term and I've dealt with them, but it's not this organization. It's the American Association of Physician Specialists, which is totally a different organization. And so this is something new to me, and they've been around. AAPS, American Association of Physician Specialists, has been around since 1950, but this Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, as you're talking about, has been around since 1943.
Yeah, and it's been focused on the independent doctor, the doctors that are not aligned, and it really is the independent thinking doctors. This is a good group. I've been stunned over the years reading their journal, the things they put in. My one question that was answered the first time I asked it is, how is it that you're able to publish what you publish when no other organization in medicine does? And he says, one answer, simple, we take no drug money.
Pretty amazing, yeah. And this is an organization that I need to learn more about and join because I like it. Says they've got three bullet points here, but the second one says AAPS members believe that patient-physician relationships must be protected from all forms of third-party intervention, which would be insurance, which would be pharmaceutical, which would be governmental, which would be everything. So that's really, really important.
Well, they understand liberty and the importance of the relationship, the sacred nature of the relationship between a doctor and a patient, which is destroyed every time government gets involved and insurance agencies get involved. And yet the vast majority of doctors have no clue that that is the case. And they look, even them, for more government intervention. Not all of them, as evidenced by even the AMA membership rolls declining and the fact that the AMA has said, well, I guess we're supporting Tom Price, too, even though some of their whiny members don't like him.
Yeah, I mean, I read a little bit about Price, and he's we can't talk about all the different things, but the recent conversations that I've had with some people that are in the government, including Bill Chatfield and some other people that you know, too, there's been some interesting conversations about who should be doing HHS, and I think that his pick is a good – he was a good person to pick because, one, he's got a lot of experience as a politician for six terms, right, I think it is.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, six terms. But the fact that he's an orthopedic surgeon too, and has both ends covered, meaning the political, knowing how to navigate the political labyrinth, you know, whatever that is, and having dealt with a little bit of that when we passed some of the legislature in North Carolina, and then dealing with when I testified in front of Congress, it's like a Mexican bazaar dealing with these people and negotiating what kind of bills are going to pass and what amendments are going to be in there. And it's like the Patriot Act, you know, had nothing to do with what's the Patriot Act have to do with, or what does patriotism have to do with the vaccine issue? And yet they were able to piggyback some of these unrelated clauses because of the Mexican bazaar-like negotiations that go back and forth. You know, they're going back and forth and throwing in this and throwing in that. Okay, we'll vote for this and approve it if you throw this part into this bill, which has nothing to do with the original, energy of the original language of the bill, meaning just for as a recap, the vaccination issue, when they took away the ability for a parent to get remunerated by a vaccine company for having their child being injured by a vaccine, that was that law that prevented an insurance company, prevented a vaccine manufacturer from being sued, made them not liable for any mistakes that they made, was piggybacked on the Patriot Act, which has now been repealed, but originally when it went through, there was an outcry like, what does this have to do? Why are we taking away the right of any parent or any individual to have recourse for damage? Because if you do this in any other industry, it would be ridiculed. Nobody would ever accept it. But in the pharmaceutical industry, hey, we're going to give you these drugs and we're going to give you these vaccines. And oh, by the way, if you have an adverse event, we're not responsible. When you're taking away all responsibility. And so this Patriot Act component, the reason I'm giving you this example is that this type of thought process, if somebody doesn't know and doesn't have the experience of how to deal with this methodology of passing laws, and you would get annihilated. And so he has that experience, and he's also been in the trenches as a doctor. That's one reason, not to change the subject, but Mad Dog Mattis is the pick for the Secretary of Defense. I think that's fantastic. You know, you got to put a soldier in there. young men and women into battle. And
exactly. Yeah, exactly. And this is an interesting thing here, too. Tonight we just learned that the U.S. Senate has cleared way for the vote on the omnibus health care spending and reform bill called the 21st Century Cures Act, which includes no cures, but will mandate, more likely, vaccinations experimental, drugs experimental. And we talked about last hour the fact that they're going to remove what's left of informed consent based on claims that there's very little risk and there are special safeguards, but they don't define risk and they don't define safeguards in testing of new drugs and vaccines. And so there is an 85-13 vote to end debate this evening. So they expect that tomorrow, as early as tomorrow, there'll be a final vote in support of the 21st Century Cures Act. I don't know if the vaccine stuff's going to be in there. Likely it might be, and Obama will likely sign it. So more stuff on the way out under the lame duck session of the Obama administration.
It would be interesting to see if those 13 members of the Senate who voted against it, what their professions are. And there's quite a few physicians and healthcare providers that are in the House and in the Senate. So it'd be interesting to see how they voted.
Yeah, Don, Super Don's been trying to dig through the Senate vote tonight. And they don't make it as easy as the House of Representatives to figure out who voted against it. I'll hazard a guess Rand Paul voted against it, but we'll have to see, and we'll report on it as soon as we know something, and tomorrow as well. Now, you mentioned about...
Robert, before you change subjects, I just want to say, yeah, this is another example, you know, with the name of this particular act. The, what was it called again?
21st Century Cures Act.
Right. And yet, if you think about it again, it's under the pretense of the benefit of the population, and yet it's 180% diametrically opposed to that.
That's right. Once again, they utilize these terms of art to convince you that what they're doing is progressive and good and helpful, yet the very opposite is what it is. And some Americans, maybe more than ever, are catching on to this. We'll see where this thing goes. Now, we're heading into a break momentarily, but I want to plant the seed for this discussion because, Dr. Batari, you mentioned the issue of the vaccine court, the fact that you can't sue a vaccine manufacturer, so they're able to harm you without end, without abandon, because no harm comes to them, the drug manufacturer, the vaccine manufacturer, under current law. And there's an article here from WebMD that says more doctors are willing to hide mistakes. More doctors are willing to hide mistakes. Why is this the case? What does this mean? We're going to explore this with Dr. Rasha Batari because it is advanced medicine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you ever miss a show, GCN, our syndicator, has it right away. You can also go to medicalrewind.com, medicalrewind.com, iTunes, Stitcher, podcasts all over the world, including SoundCloud and UK Health Radio. Back with more of Dr. Batari and why doctors are willing to hide mistakes after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, having a great time as we always do with Dr. Rasha Bitar, Advanced Medicine, each and every week here. Those of you who are new to the show, in particular this time each week, we have Dr. Rasha Bitar, and he's the author of the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And with this article here on WebMD, maybe we have more reasons to keep the doctor away, Dr. Bitar. Did you see this? More doctors willing to hide mistakes.
Yep. Very interesting. But, you know, the conclusions are even more interesting, Robert.
I mean, it's not every doctor. We know we don't overgeneralize here. We talk in terms of what they found, but still, there's some alarming information here.
Yeah, they said that 78% of doctors said it's never okay to cover up or cover up mistakes, but 7% said it's acceptable to hide clinical mistakes, and 14% left the door open, according to the article, saying that it depends on the situation if a doctor should potentially hide a mistake.
Wow.
But, you know, what I find interesting, when you read this, what's the thing that stood out to you the most?
Well, that medical ethics might be an oxymoron.
Yeah, that's that pretty much slaps you in the face, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So what I like this conclusion, though, that this Arthur Kaplan, who's a PhD bioethicist at New York University, he says that the increase in the percentage of doctors who hide a mistake with harmful consequences is surprising and disturbing, especially when other sectors of the healthcare world are striving for greater transparency. So he goes on to say, this finding makes me nervous. The shift is in the wrong direction. Now, here's what the problem is. You've got more and more reliance on pharmaceuticals, which means, by definition, it's almost like saying there's more and more people building campfires in a arid, dry area with a lot of trees.
Yes.
And they're surprised that there's more forest fires. or more potential for forest fires.
That's a great analogy.
You know what I'm saying? It's absurd to even think that how could you give people tools that don't work, they're going to end up having mistakes. And they're probably not even, half of them probably aren't even mistakes because the doctors are appropriately using drugs. You know,
right.
The statistics, the third leading cause of death, according to the John Hopkins study that was done in almost 15 years ago, that the third leading cause of death in the industrialized world, or maybe it was in the United States, was the appropriate use of FDA-approved drugs.
That's correct.
So many of these doctors that they're talking about, you know, mistakes, they give a patient a drug that is indicated, the patient has an adverse event, has some kind of a problem, you know, the doctor's going to be blamed for it, not the pharmaceutical company, because we know that, you know, mm-hmm. things like the Patriot Act protect the manufacturers from getting having any responsibility. So doctors are coming under the gun. And what is it? Self-preservation? I mean, that's not a surprise that some of these people may not want to disclose.
It also is a behavior that they're learning from government, because government is granted,
right,
like the emperor of old, you're absolved of all liability when you're in the king's court, for instance.
Right.
And
that's
in this case, so vaccines can kill a child, and there's little to no recourse. There's no recourse directly. You have to petition the government, the court, special master, and, you know, hire an attorney. Of course, the taxpayer puts the bill for all of it, and the fine that might be paid, or the compensation, not you could ever compensate for the loss of a child, is paid for with taxpayer dollars. And the company manufacturing the product has no liability whatsoever.
Yep. Now, let me tell you something just happened today, and it's something that's not necessarily directly related to what we're talking about, but indirectly brings the point home. There's a quote, and I don't remember who exactly said it. It was a Supreme Court justice, I believe, that said, the eternal price of freedom is constant vigilance, or constant vigilance is the eternal price of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, knowing, Robert, what you and I know, and how many times we've talked about mercury, et cetera, Rahan got a conjunctivitis. And I, you know, just treated it normally and told him, listen, just wash your hands and don't itch your eyes or anything. Well, the next day he wakes up and both his eyes are swollen up, and he's got a fever. And, of course, you know, there's certain things we have to do. Well, I went ahead and got drops, some antibiotic drops for the eyes. Not even thinking anything about it. Again, you know that I'm not against using any drugs for up to 3 to 7 days, no more than 10 days max, because that's what the drug is, the tool to be able to utilize if you need to. And for something that's maybe potentially a bacterial conjunctivitis that can spread, it can cause a periorbital cellulitis, and then you got other problems, so I will just resort to that. I gave him the first set of drops, and then I'm looking to see if these particular drops need to be refrigerated or not, and you're not going to believe what I saw as a preservative in there.
Let me tell you, it was Thimerosal Preserve, required no refrigeration.
Close. It was actually phenylmercuric nitrite.
Phenylmercuric nitrite, another mercury derivative.
And
wow.
We'll talk about this when we come back from the break. That's even worse.
Oh, yeah. Also, we got word on who voted against the moving forward on that 21st Century Act bill, and one shocking surprise of someone who voted for it. We'll get that information to you after this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in show notes, robertscottbell.com. You can call us, leave a message 24-7 at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Advanced Medicine, if you miss a show, medicalrewind.com. Hundreds and hundreds of hours, download listening for free. Take advantage of that, because once you hear one show, you'll realize how much you've been missing if you're new to the show. Dr. Bittar, so we're talking about something, and we obviously continue talking off the air about
the things that, you know, we've done, Super Don has done, I've done for the eyes of our kids. And, of course, one of the things that I find is a very important teachable moment here is the fact that people assume that mercury is not being used anymore as a preservative in any form in medicines that are being doled out around the world. But that's not the case.
Right, exactly. And that was my point of bringing this up, which, of course, caused me great embarrassment because I just learned something else. And to be clear, that we continued the conversation was more like you spanked me on off the air. And I rightly so deserved it. But, you know, I've used silver in my practice for probably close to 15 and a half, 16 years. Mm-hmm. I've used it in every different format you can imagine, and I have never used it for conjunctivitis. I have no idea why, but it totally makes sense. And so that was a learning moment for me. But my point that I was trying to make was that never think that there's no mercury in something. And here, you know, for the last two decades, you know, the thing that my daughter, who's 23 now, when she was in kindergarten, when they said, "What does your dad do?" And they had the thing where the children came in and they talked about what their parents did, and she said, "I don't know." I know he's obsessed with mercury. I mean, this is how obsessed with mercury I am, to make sure we don't put it in the body. And I put it in my own son's eyes without even realizing it, just looking to see, does this need to be refrigerated or not, and then saw.
Then you saw.
I thought I had to go check my own eyes. Did I have conjunctivitis? Because there's no freaking way they would have that in
their right.
Because here's the thing. Methylmercury, we talk about, but phenylmercury is so dangerous. And to have that as a preservative, and, of course, people are going to say, well, it's so minute, so minuscule, it doesn't matter. But you know what? How much of a poison does it take to be a poison?
Well, and yeah, you're right. Even at that level, it can damage healthy tissue. And that's the interesting thing, because it's a mercuric nitrate. And we've talked about modern medicine using for over 100 years silver nitrate diluted, put in the eyes of newborn babies. Why? Because at a highest rate of dissociating cations. And the cation state, the ion state of silver, is the active state to eradicate infection. And so that's why we, you know, we've talked about it. And I know years ago, and this was like early on when I was studying silver, my daughter was at the time 7 months old. She had a conjunctivitis. And I was like, oh, man, you know, and I know enough about the treatments that modern medicine has. I mean, bless their hearts, they're trying. But a lot of times you hear that you put these kids on these drops or these eye ointments. 3 weeks later, they still have the problem and they're spreading it. And so I started using the silver a little kind of reticently because it was new for me. And over 3 days or so, I was able to knock out this conjunctivitis. Now, of course, years later, I've been able to study intensely, and I know the safety, so I'm doing it hourly in people with conjunctivitis, kids with conjunctivitis, and we're knocking this thing out in 24 hours or less.
Well, here's an interesting thing, and I don't want to talk about our own private discussions on the air, but there is something interesting here, because you remember when I started using the silver hydrosol intravenously, and I told you that I did not see the effects of it as a it wasn't as effective as the version that I was using, and that was actually silver nitrate, which I still use. So my IV version is a silver nitrate, and that probably is the reason exactly what you just said, because I've seen people with white counts of 23, 24,000 to the point that they're not alert and oriented. They're confused. They don't know where they are. They don't know who they are. They don't know which year it is. They don't know the president. They're so septic. And I'm sending them to the emergency room to get them admitted into the hospital because we don't have inpatient facilities.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding you, Robert. This was a patient that came to us. It was a cancer patient, but they were so septic. And first visit, and the person doesn't even know whether, I mean, it was obvious this person was very sick. And before even sending him to the hospital, we had put an IV in, gave him a mineral drip, and gave him a silver drip. And by the time they got to the emergency room, the daughter called us, and she goes, "My God, my mom knows who I am. She knows what year it is. What did you do?" And they actually stayed in the hospital for about 8 hours, and they left the hospital, came back, and said, "I think we're going to do better by just getting this whatever IV you gave us." And, you know, I'm not saying that that's what should be done, and it ended up happening that is what happened with this particular patient.
Sure.
But the point is, I just gave them the nutritional and the silver because I wanted to give her something as an edge. And
it did the trick, yeah.
That was 17 years ago. This was in 1999.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you can imagine that was, you know, my experience at that time was a lot less than it is now. But I did that just because I wanted to give the patient something as an edge to help them as it got to the hospital, thinking the IVs. Dr. Bitar,
I'm certain of this. If we could train physicians to use silver appropriately, even in those acute, scary situations where they think, well, there's nothing that's optional in the natural world for you, if we utilize silver appropriately, I believe we can eliminate the need for antibiotics totally. I really do. But it is a matter of appropriately. Now, with the hydrosol form, it's already in the ion state, so you have to drip it in so slowly in order to not neutralize it. And, of course, you have the what you call the reservoir of silver nitrate dissociating, so I can understand in an acute phase what's going on differently there. But this is a fascinating discussion and an important one to have, because silver really belongs in the pharmacopoeia as a mainstay. But again, it's been lost, it's not taught, but many physicians are coming back to it, thank God, because the antibiotics are rapidly running out of steam.
And this is the last thing that I wanted to say about this, the point that you brought up about the antibiotics running out of steam, is that there is no such thing as drug resistance against silver. They don't mutate against silver, and I'm not exactly sure why they don't form some type of a resistance to silver, but I have not seen silver not work. Even in methyl-resistant Staph aureus and some of these other chronic-type infections, I've seen the silver work. Now, of course, I'm combining it with oxidative therapy, too, so I'm hitting it with a 1-2-3 punch. I'll do the
And that's one of the reasons why, as well, that silver has not just a mono pathway. There are multiple pathways addressed at the same time, including complementary pathways in terms of oxidation because of its oxygen sponge nature. It can carry up to 10 times its atomic weight in oxygen in with it. So you utilizing it with that therapy, it makes all the sense in the world why it's having that effect.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a great therapy and has been used, as you said, for so many centuries. And I guess the other one that has been used very similarly is copper, too, right?
Yes, copper has a profound effect. Of course, there, you can reach copper toxicity much easier than you can reach silver toxicity, so you have to be careful. But I do like the colloidal and hydrosol copper state because of the impact you can get from very little, right? Now, what we're doing in a colloidal, almost homeopathic state is making a very little quantity go super far so we don't have to reach toxicity. Of course, allopathic medicine is about measuring things in gram dosages to have impact, and of course, there's collateral damage. When we deal with a colloidal state, the hydrosol state, the homeopathic state, we can do in microgram dosage what it takes, gram dosages, and then we have no side impact that are negative.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. It's a fascinating tool to have, and it's such a simple tool to use, and it's such an inexpensive tool to use.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of things that we, you know, like some people were putting your name up for head of HHS because you would have totally wholesale shifted it so fast, I think people would have just had heart attacks going, oh my gosh, what happened here? And I know people sometimes need transition time, but on an individual basis, working with patients, each and every one of you doctors out there listening, you can turn on a silver dime and start doing this today.
Yeah, it's probably one of the easiest things you can do for your patients and for the patients themselves. You know, when we talk about the power to heal is yours, this is such an easy tool for anybody to get. And if you can't get any specific type of silver, one thing I found, that even the worst type of silver is still good. It still works.
Yeah, there'll be a small percentage of dissociating ions. It's just a matter of what the risk is for bioaccumulation, which, again, is not harmful to function, but to potentially cosmetic in terms of bioaccumulation within the skin as the body tries to detoxify. But that, again, is not harmful, but it doesn't need to happen either. Therefore, if you have the option to go better quality, we encourage you to do so. We'll talk more about that, of course. Now, one of the interesting things about that,
I was just going to ask you, though. Yeah. How many times have you actually seen that? Because I have seen it's called Argeria.
Argeria, yes. Yeah. I've seen
mostly
from homemade silvers. Because you don't know what kind of quantity, quality, what kind of compounds are mixed in. There's a lot of unknown, so it isn't easy to achieve. That is true. But there's such a fear associated with it put on by many in the medical establishment because it threatens, for instance, antimicrobial drugs of all kinds. So they've kind of put the fear of silver into everybody like it's mercury. It is not mercury, not anywhere close.
Yeah, you notice that they call mercury fillings Silver
fillings, exactly. Yeah, isn't that interesting? We don't want to call them mercury. People might catch on. Now, the last thing in that WebMD article about the hiding mistakes, one thing I thought was interesting, it's probably pretty good. It said 45% of doctors said they would prescribe a placebo for a patient who demanded it. That was double that happened in 2010. So I think that's a good trend.
It's a fantastic trend, Robert. I wrote about this in a paper that we submitted to Townsend some time ago, and it was actually looking at the energy bands, you know, with the volcanic ash and mineral base that allows for grounding, just like a battery
has negative
positive. So we actually had done a double-blind placebo-controlled study on those bands, and we had looked at 34 different brands. And what we found was with the one that there were two that seemed to work and one that was by far better than everything else, and that happened to be the one that was manufactured by my friend's company.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were assessing those bands, there was a double-blind placebo-controlled crossover trial. So what we did was we had half the people on placebos and we had half the people on the real thing, and then halfway through the study, we crossed the people that were in the placebo group into the beneficial group, into the actual study group. And it was interesting that half the placebo group felt that it had improved, even though they didn't have the real thing. And then when they were put on the real thing, then they really appreciated the difference. So the conclusion that I made in the paper was that we tend to minimize the use of placebo and say, oh, well, that's placebo. But why are we saying that? Because the whole goal is to get a benefit for the patient. And if we can get the benefit for the patient with a placebo, then we should not be minimizing it, but we should be exploiting it and figuring out how better to utilize it, because the one thing that a placebo will never do is cause harm.
Exactly. But, of course, that makes it not real, according to the skeptics that have materialistic reductionist fever, like a cult devotion to that concept. Now, worldwide cancer rates are up by more than one-third in the past decade, according to a report. That's the war on cancer for you and the cancer moonshot that Obama and Biden promised. But good news, folks, cancer drugs that don't work will remain on the market to treat cancer that is rising. You can't make this stuff up. Check out the show notes, folks. I can't make this stuff up. There are cancer drugs that stay on the market despite them not working. Once you get approved, that's it. That's the trick. That's why they fraudulently put up scientific studies to get the drug approved, because they realize that once it's approved, it's likely not going to be pulled off the market even if it doesn't work. But yet the FTC wants to tell you that homeopathy has no evidence for its efficacy. All right, we'll wrap it up after this with Dr. Rasha Bittar. Advanced Medicine continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, if you miss a show, archives are everywhere, including medicalrewind.com. Coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, really quick update on the 21st Century Cures Act. I was curious about who voted against it being out to be going to a vote tomorrow. And it included people like Mike Lee, who we know is a pretty constitutional guy. Bernie Sanders on the socialist side didn't like it. And the surprise for me is that Rand Paul voted yes to get it out to a vote. So we're going to have to find out more about that. It's a surprise.
But wow. Again,
we don't know what's in it, folks. We don't know what they pulled out. So it's just, I got to hold my judgment until I know tomorrow. But we're just not sure what's going on over there with this.
Well, that's what we talked about earlier. Remember the Mexican bizarre aspect of this, taking one thing out, putting another thing in there, things that are, maybe there was something that Rand Paul thought was beneficial, and it would be better to try to get through. Because the one thing is that if they pass something like this, Robert, it's going to allow for more drugs to come on the market, but it would theoretically also allow a lot of natural things to come on because they would follow the same criteria.
Theoretically,
drugs like
And
like
also,
DMPS, for example.
Right, and also this vote doesn't mean he's going to vote for it. It's just to get it out so that the broader vote can happen. So again, these are stages there. We're going to look into this more tomorrow and report on it tomorrow. Now, here's another story. This is kind of funny, but it turns out, according to CNN, which is the last bastion for truth, but they said a headline here, hypochondriacs more likely to have health problems.
What a headline.
I mean, this is these like the absurd. I think the Super Don's looking for like the most absurd things he can find to show how goofy and moments of dud these the mainstream is covering. Because, you know, we've talked about this so many times, Robert, about the state of a person's mental health has all the implications on a person's body. In fact, we hear all the time about psychosomatic disorders. Have you ever heard of somatopsychic disorders?
Mm-hmm. See, coming at it from the reverse brain. Direction.
Right. Psycho means brain, somatic means body. So psychosomatic, we hear, everybody's heard of those types of disorders. I believe that almost all pathology is psychosomatic in the sense that the brain, it's not, psychosomatic is sometimes used loosely, meaning that it's all in your head. That's right. Not what I'm talking about. I'm using the two definitions of the word psycho, meaning brain, somatic, affecting the body, and that's how pathology starts. But somatopsychic, the body doesn't get sick and then cause the brain to start feeling that way. There is no such thing. And so one of the things that I want to try to do with my patients is turn their brains off. My uncle wrote a great book called The Cortical Monkey. I don't know whether you've ever read that, Robert, but my son wrote this book called... Yeah, so it's basically talking about how the monkey on your back is your brain. And because we think constantly, we're thinking about all these different things, it creates the stress. And again, we know that oxidative stress, we talked about the emotional and psychological aspect when we were at the cancer conference, how that's the number one cause of, as far as I believe, in fact, that you kind of like the fact that I disagreed with Joe Mercola.
Dr. Mercola.
And I said, you know, he said it's quite possible that one of the most important. I said, I disagree. I think it is the most important. But the point is, again, it all comes back to the brain.
Yeah.
And so to say the hypochondriacs, what was the, again, the
hypochondriacs are more likely to have health problems.
Yeah, it would be definite. If you think there's a problem, there's definitely going to be a problem. Even if there isn't, you've got to create a fulfilling process.
Think about it. You program your computer to do certain tasks, and it does it. Your brain is a computer. It's programmed to do certain things, and you believe it's ill, you're ill, it manifests. That is the power you have, but it also means that you've been granted the opposite power to create health, vitality, even in the face of something like cancer.
It's a choice. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly
so,
right.
Super Don, a good balancing story. It's lighthearted, but also very serious at the same time.
I agree. Mind over matter. They're still trying to just prove that, but they can't seem to do it.
Imagine it reminds me of hearing a radio show once when I was in college, and they were talking about this guy who took a goldfish, and he swallowed it live, and they couldn't believe it. On the radio show, they saw him doing it, and they said, oh, my God. Yeah, I can't believe you just did that. And the guy goes, it's not really that big of a deal. It's just simply a mind over matter. And the DJ says, well, what do you mean the mind over matter? And he goes, I didn't really mind, and the fish didn't really matter.
Yes, vegetarians of the world, beware. Dr. Batar told a fish joke.
But no methylmercury in that fish.
No methylmercury in that fish. Absolutely not. Well, Super Don, good job on the show. Thank you, Jason, on the board. Dr. Batar, great teachable moments tonight. I love that. You never know what you're going to get, but it's always going to be good, and it's always going to bring the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. MedicalRewind.com. If you miss the show, RobertScottBell.com. The notes are up. Upcoming events as well. And Dr. Batar, I'll have you take us out from here. You know what to tell them.
So the power to heal is absolutely yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited. So go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.